We present another episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, robbery with violence.
Oh, gold. I do hate spring cleaning. It's a waste of time. He'll only be in here straight out of the yard with his boots on. I wonder if he'll notice if I have some of his brandy. I could fill it up with water. No, I've done that already. No, I better leave it. Don't like sharing anything, he don't. Greedy little devil. That display cabinet's mine. He's nicked it to put his porcelain in. Nice little bit of furniture, that. Too good for this room. Now, what's this notice? Do not touch. These are mine. Leave them alone. There. I don't know where he gets the idea that all this stuff is his. It was all bought off the round. Half it should be mine. He always keeps the good stuff for himself. Worth a nice few quid, that porcelain. A good mind to take it up to Christie's and flog it. He'd go potty. Still, he's got a point, I suppose. Good class stuff's better than money these days. Oh, well. Better get on with it. Oh, my gold. I'll smash his porcelain. Oh, no. He'll go berserk. Oh, it wasn't my fault. It was the vacuum cleaner. It was an accident. The cord caught round the legs. It could happen to anybody. He'll understand. He won't blame me. Who am I kidding? He'll murder me. Oh, Lord, why did it have to happen to me? Please, Lord, put them all together again. Please. I'll start going to church again. I'll stop swearing. Put them all together again, Lord. Please. Thank you very much. You're a great help. It wasn't much to ask. Oh, God. He'll be home soon. I'm not staying here. I'll leave home. I'll run away. I'll go to my sister's in Stoke. She'll hide me. Up in the loft. He'll never find me. Of course he'll find me. He'll hunt me down. He won't give up. I know him. Vicious he is. Just like his mother. God rest her soul. Oh, if only we had a dog, I could blame it onto him. I've always wanted a dog. He'd never let me have one, a rotten little swine. Serves him right if we get burgled one night. Burgled? Yeah. That's it. That's what happened. We've been burgled. Turn the place over. Now, the dustpan and brush. Where can I put the bits? Down the lavatory. Yeah, great pudding. Now, out in the yard. Anywhere. Get rid of him later. Now, where was I while all this was happening? I was out in the car, see. I heard a noise. I came rushing in, and there they was. Why didn't you try to stop him? I did. I fought like a madman trying to defend your property. Then why are you not hurt? Because Because you're a liar, ain't you? You broke my porcelain, hid the pieces and pretended we'd been burgled. No, I didn't. I'm hurt. I am hurt. Where? Show me.
Zach! Zach!
Oh, well. Shall I hit myself with the poker or shall I wait and let him do it? Oh, well. Here we go.
Ooh! Zach! Dad, what's happened? Dad, are you all right, Dad? Dad, speak to me. Are you drunk again? Oh, my God. It's blood. Dad, what happened to your head? Oh, wake up, Dad. Wake up, it's me. Speak to me, Dad. You'll be all right, Dad. Wake up, Dad.
Don't hit me again. Please. Don't hit me again.
Dad, it's me, Harold.
No, don't take that. Now, take all my stuff. Please don't take that. It's me son.
Dad, what is it? What happened?
Harold?
Yes, Dad. You're all right now. It's me.
I tried to fight them off, Harold, but there was too many of them.
Oh, who did it?
Burglars. We've been burgled. Six of them. I didn't stand a chance.
Burgled? My collection, my porcelain, my monster, my Capo del Monte, my Patsy enamels, my Crown Derby, my Faberge snuff box.
That wasn't Faberge. I think they fractured my skull. I can't see properly. Harold, where are you?
No. Lay back, Dad. Don't move.
I'm sorry, Harold. I tried to stop them.
Oh, it's not your fault, Dad. Don't worry. Can you sit up?
I'll try.
Yeah. Now, tell me exactly what happened. I'll take your time.
Well, I was out in the kitchen thinking, what special little treat can I give him for his dinner tonight? I was going through me woman's own cookbook. I just decided on a patty en croûte. And all of a sudden, I heard a noise in here. I picked up my rolling pin and crept along the passage, opened the door, and there they were. Six of the biggest blokes you've ever seen in your life, cleaning out your porcelain cabinet.
What'd they look like?
They was all wearing women's stockings.
What, no trousers?
Over their faces.
Six of them?
Yeah. Six big skinheads.
If they had stockings on, how could you tell they were skinheads?
There was no hair poking through.
Well, it wouldn't poke through anyway, would it? I mean, it'd be all well done.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, of course not.
I risked my life trying to save your property, and that's all the thanks I get.
Oh, sorry, Dad.
Wish I'd stayed in the kitchen now and locked the door.
No, don't lose your temper. I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, I said, take what you like, but don't touch that stuff in there. And they said, what, this stuff in here? And I said, yes, that stuff in there. Leave it alone. It's very valuable.
Well, that was a bloody silly thing, Simon. I mean, we're not going to rob an house and tack all of the rubbish. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Oh, they didn't take any notice. So I charged at them with me rolling pin. The biggest one said, croak the old man. And then they all jumped on me. Three of them held me down and the other three kept hitting me. Wallop. Oh, crash, bang. Oh. I fought as hard as I could, but it was no good. They hit me over the head and I passed out. I don't remember anything else until I woke up just now. I'm sorry, Harold. I couldn't stop them.
You was very brave to even try. Yeah, that's funny.
What are you looking for?
Your rolling pin.
Eh?
You said you attacked them with your rolling pin. I can't see it.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they've pinched that as well.
What would they want a nick a rolling pin for?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps his mum wanted one. How should I know?
He wouldn't think they'd bother attack a rolling pin.
Are you calling me a liar?
No, of course not. No, I'm very proud of you, Dad. That was a fantastic thing you've done. But I blame myself, of course. I mean, I should never go out and leave you alone with all this valuable stuff in the house. I mean, it's asking for trouble. If I catch up with them, I'll murder them. Fancy doing a thing like that to an old man like you. Six of them. I don't know what this country's coming to. I'll find out who did it, Dad. I'm telling you. I'll find out who... Hello?
What?
Stand back. Don't touch it.
What is it?
It's a poker. It's got blood on it. That's the thing what they hit you with. That'll be your blood on that.
Show us.
Don't touch it.
Why not?
Because that will be covered with the fingerprints of the bloke who hit you. Well, he's as good as in jail already. You leave it exactly where it is. Don't touch anything.
Where are you going?
I can't call police.
No, police? No, we don't want the police. We don't want them in here.
Of course we do. You've been assaulted. You could have been killed.
I'm all right now. Now, let's forget it. I'll go and make that patty on crude.
Oh, Dad, I'm going to call the police. I'm not going to take this lying down. Nobody's going to wallop you and get away with it.
No, I don't mind. There were only young kids skylarking about. They didn't mean any harm. They're deprived, Harold. What chance have they got round here? Nowhere to play.
Oh, dear. You're always making excuses for people, aren't you? You're too soft-hearted. That's your trouble. Well, I'm not. I want justice. I want my stuff back. 150 quid that lot was worth. And I'm not going to rest until the one's responsible is behind bars. No, you lie back and rest. And don't touch that poker. Fingerprints. This could be the break we have been looking for. How is he, Doctor?
It's nothing serious. How does that feel?
All right, I think.
Good. You're a very lucky man.
Aren't you going to x-ray his nut? I mean, he might have fractured his skull.
Not necessary, old man. It's just a superficial skin abrasion. He'll be perfectly all right in the morning. If you get any headaches, take these after meals.
Nah, I'll be all right. I've had worse than this in me time. I was hit on the head by a German hand grenade in 1917. Didn't go off, though. I picked it up, threw it back, and wiped out 3 machine gun nests in the field kitchen. Oh, what a mess. Sausages flying all over the place. You know, there was sauerkraut hanging on our barbed wire 300 yards away. And 4 days later, 600 of them surrendered, half starved. I was mentioned in dispatches.
On second thoughts, I think perhaps he did ought to have an x-ray.
Ah, oh, don't say any no. He's always like that, sir.
Nevertheless, it's better to be on the safe side. Bring him down to the hospital tomorrow afternoon. I may decide to keep him in for observation.
I'll bring him down first thing in the morning. Hey, you can have him tonight if you like.
Tomorrow will be fine. Good afternoon. I'll see myself out. He's all yours, Inspector.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, now, sir, do you feel up to answering a few questions?
Not too many. I still feel a bit shaky. Shock, you know.
Yes, of course. It won't take very long.
You're sure you're all right, Dad?
Yeah, I'm all right, son.
Right. Carry on, Inspector.
Thank you, sir. Now, your name is Albert Steptoe.
Yes, that's right.
Your name is Albert Steptoe.
No, his name is Albert Steptoe. My name is Harold Steptoe.
I see. Now, you were here at home at 4:30 this afternoon.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you were here as well.
No, I wasn't. I was out on the round. I didn't come out till 5:00.
Look, I think we get on a lot faster if you let your father answer the questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to conserve his energy. It's been a very nasty shock to him.
I do appreciate that, and I'll be as brief as possible.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the longer you sit around here, the further away they're getting. I mean, that stuff was very valuable. I think Sotheby's and Christie's ought to be alerted for a start, and London Airport.
That is routine, sir. I'll do all that when I've got a list from you.
Well, there was one Capo del Monte, head of a child, in a peasant bonnet, decorated...
In a moment, sir. I'll get to you later. Now, Mr. Steptoe, at 4:30, you were alone in the house. Tell me,
well,
in your own words, exactly what happened.
Go on, Dad.
Well, I was out in the carsy.
Kitchen, Dad.
Please, sir, don't interrupt.
They told me it was in the kitchen.
Did you, sir?
Did I what?
Did you tell your son you were in the kitchen?
Did I?
Yes, you did, I. He told me he was in the kitchen.
Can we establish, sir, were you in the kitchen or the car's... the toilet?
I remember now. I was in the car's, but I'd gone into the kitchen to wash my hands before I rolled the pastry.
He was going to make me a pâté en croûte.
Very tasty. Now, you were in the kitchen rolling the pastry and you heard a noise.
Yeah.
What sort of a noise was it?
Well, it was a... Pardon?
What sort of a noise? Was it the curtains being pulled down? Was it furniture being knocked over? Was it people walking about noisily?
Yes.
What?
All of it. A sort of mixture. I remember thinking to myself, that's funny. There's some people in there walking about knocking the furniture over.
And so you went to investigate?
Yes, he did. That is the sort of man he is. And now fought for his own safety. He might be little, but by God, he's got courage.
Very commendable. And so you came out of the kitchen over there and came in here into the, lounge?
Yes, lounge.
Lounge. So you opened the door and you saw six men with stockings over their faces ransacking the room.
Yeah.
Can you describe them to me? Were they big men or little men?
Oh, big. Very, huge!
Huge. Must have been very frightened.
Frightened? Me? Nah, I've been in hand-to-hand combat with the best fighting men the German army had to offer. I'm not going to be frightened by a bunch of skinheads.
Boy, a little terrier he is. I'm proud of him, Inspector. Really, I am.
With good reason, sir. A remarkable old man. Now, I understand, sir, that you leapt on them.
Yeah.
All of them?
No, I couldn't leap on all of them because they were spread out. I leaped on three of them. And then the other three leaped on me, and there we were, rolling about the floor.
Yes, now then, while the struggle was in progress, did you hear anything said?
Yeah, one of them said, oh, he's kicked me in the ghoulies. Another one said...
No. No, sir, I mean, were there any names mentioned like, Get Him Tom?
Yeah, that's it. Exactly that. Get Him Tom, he said.
Ah, good. Now we're getting somewhere. Tom. Any other names mentioned?
Yeah. And then one of them said, leave it to me, Dick. And another one said, wallop him with a poker, Harry.
Now this is interesting. So far we've got a Tom, a Dick and a Harry.
That's it. That's three of them. I don't know the others.
Never mind, that's very good. Was there anything unusual you noticed about any of them? Any distinguishing features?
Yeah, one of them was a Pakistani.
How could you tell?
He had a turban over his stocking.
Really? Five skinheads and a Pakistani. That is encouraging. They're getting together now. I mean, it's a shocking thing they've done, but at least it shows the races can work in harmony. That is to say...
Look, you better find them before me, Inspector, or I'll murder them. I'll give you a fair warning.
Now, sir, we mustn't take the law into our own hands. We'll find them. We've got a pretty good idea what we're looking for.
Have you, found any Debs yet?
Pardon?
Debs.
Oh, fingerprints. Yeah. Johnson, what about the poker?
Oh, it's clean as a whistle, sir. Must have been white clean.
Oh, what a shame.
There's some good ones on the cabinet, covered in them.
Ah, we've got them.
Good. Well, we'll just take your fingerprints, sir.
Mine? What do you want mine for? I haven't done nothing.
Oh, dear, look, they have got to take yours, Dad, so that when it comes across yours, they know that they're yours and... not theirs.
I'm not having my fingerprints taken. I'm not a criminal.
We won't keep them, sir. When we've eliminated them, we destroy them.
I'll just press your fingers under the pad. Now press them on the card. That's it. Thank you, sir.
Now you, sir.
Me?
If you please.
But I wasn't here. I was out.
How long have you lived here, sir?
All my life. I was born here.
I see. So I must assume that you've lived here all of your life with your hands in your pockets.
That's true. He leaves it all to me. He never lifts a finger, he does.
You'll be lifted by five of them in a minute, Matt. Listen, on the card, Matt. I don't expect to come home and do all the housework as well.
I'm an old man. I'm entitled to a bit of help. I can't be expected to run this place on my own.
I'm sorry, Plato. I'll advertise in the Times for a butler and a couple of footmen.
Please, I'm investigating a robbery, not an industrial dispute. May I please have your fingerprints?
I'm so sorry. Please forgive us. We don't normally conduct ourselves in this unseemly manner.
Liar! You're always getting on to me.
Because you are very irritating, well, and you're always getting...
Will you please stop this?
Yes, he is very annoying, isn't he? I expect you can understand now why they hit him with the poker. They probably never thought of violence until they saw him. I have decided to cooperate in the matter of the fingerprints.
Thank you, sir.
On the strict understanding that they will be destroyed in front of my very eyes as soon as the investigation is over.
They will be, sir. Johnson.
Same procedure as the other gentleman, sir.
I do this under protest.
Just press your fingers on the pad.
There's too much documentation of the ordinary citizen in this country.
Yes, sir.
Just press your fingers onto the ink pad.
The files of bureaucracy is bulging with private information that threatens the freedom of the individual.
Yes, sir.
On the ink pad, please.
This is still a free country.
I quite agree, sir.
And the thumb, please, sir.
You do understand my reluctance to participate in this sort of thing?
Completely, sir.
No hard feelings?
None at all.
Good man.
Would you mind taking your inky fingers off my shoulder, sir?
I'm terribly sorry.
Will you require my coat to be destroyed or just dry cleaned in front of your very eyes?
I beg your pardon.
Hurry up, Johnson. Let's get out of here.
Well, the only prints on the cabinet belong to the old gentleman, sir.
No aliens?
None at all, sir. Just the old gentleman.
Yes, just as I thought.
What do you mean by that?
Obviously, they were all wearing gloves.
Oh.
Come along, Johnson. There's nothing more we can do here. Good afternoon, sir. Send me a list of the missing items. There's just a chance we may catch them passing it over the counter of some junk shop.
Junk shop?
Antique shop. I do beg your pardon. Thank you for your cooperation. As soon as we hear anything, I'll let you know. You're a very brave man. This won't go unrecognized. Well done.
Hello,
Arthur. What's you doing here?
I wonder if you've seen your old man's photo in the paper.
Nah. Here, show us.
There you are.
Have a go, hero. Old age pensioner takes on six thugs. Early arrest is expected.
Yeah. Plucky little devil, ain't he? You ought to get a medal.
He's getting one.
Yeah.
The police medal for bribery.
Oh.
I think he applied for it. I'll be seeing you, Arthur. I mean, I've got to get this yard cleaned up.
Right. Oh, you can keep the paper.
I'll ta.
And I must say, in all my experience, I have never come across a braver action than that carried out by the next recipient of the Police Medal for Bravery. Albert Ladysmith Steptoe.
Very well done, I have. Very well.
Oh, well, that's a bit tidier. Yeah, we must get some of this stuff turning over, really. I mean, look at that. I mean, that's not a bad gas stove, that. That's worth a few bob days. I'll take it out of Sparrow Hawks in the morning. Probably just needs a clean of the inside out. What deal? It's my porcelain. In pieces. And how did it get in there? I know how it got in there. The rotten, lying, little, twisted, twine tongue.
He said what I did was the bravest thing he'd come across in years. I said there was nothing to it. I'd do it again if I had to. Harold, where are you? Come and have a look at me medal. Harold?
Harold,
what's happened? Are you all right, Harold? Speak to me. What is it, Harold? What's happened?
Dad?
It's me, Harold. You're all right now. It's me.
I tried to fight them off, Dad, but there was too many of them. I couldn't stop them. They got away with it.
Got away with what?
All the money in your bagpipes.
My bagpipes? I've been robbed. 150 quid. Who did it?
There were six of them with stockings over their faces. There was five skinheads and a Pakistani.
I think it must have been the same gang that pinched all of my stuff.
No, it wasn't, because they don't...
They don't what, Dad?
Nothing. I'm going to call the police.
Yes, you do that. And while you're about it, you might tell the inspector I have found my stuff. It was in the old gas stove. Perhaps they was trying to reglaze it and the heat cracked it all. Yeah, I suppose that's what happened. I'm sure the inspector will be interested, because it's covered in fingerprints. Oh, I say, I do like your medal. Oh, come here, come here. For outstanding bravery. Oh, that is very nice. Well, I've got another one for you. From me. Here we are. For the most outstanding liar in Shepherd's Bush, 1971. Mon brav.
Give us me money back. You were insured.
Oh, well, that is the ironic thing about it, Father. I was insured for breakages, but not against theft. And the police thinks they were stolen. So what do you want to do? Confess? Or shall I keep the money?
Oh, Uncle.
I'll sort you out later.
Oh, is Mr. Albert Steptoe in?
Yes.
Well, I'd like to ask him a few questions.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure. Come in. Oi, shag nasty. They want to ask you some more questions.
Aye? Mr. Steptoe, I'm from the Daily Express.
What's Daily Express? What do you want with him?
Oh, we are doing a series called British Bravery, the Envy of the World. And we'd like to feature your life story.
How much?
£150.
Oh, no.
250. 200. Done. In 1914, I lied about my height and joined the Grenadier Guards, and I was sent to Flanders. I'm not going too fast, am I?
Oh, no.
Sir John French said to me, he said, Albert, he said, we've got to stop him on the Marne.
So oh, I said, blimey.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Dudley Foster as the inspector. Other parts were played by Gerard Green, Edward Kelsey, and Trevor Martin. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, the Steptoe series is produced by Bobby Jay.